Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Be glad to respond to any questions.
Representative Williams, for question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, one of the main reasons, I think, at least in my district, the complaint on the Governor's Seismicity Council was that it was closed. There was no public input allowed. There was no reporting allowed. It was just a closed group of state lawmakers and state leaders and the industry behind closed doors. And whenever the state didn't exactly have a response to the seismicity issue, at least in my district and the surrounding districts, there was these cries that there was a lack of transparency in government and that we were too much in bed with the industry. And I see in your language that you're exempting them from the Open Meetings Act, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit. Could you address why it is imperative that we do this whenever yesterday we ran at least three different transparency bills through this body?
Representative, first of all, we just struck title, so we'll see what happens as we go through this process. I certainly am sensitive to that reality, and I think especially in the case that you're talking about with the seismicity and the impact that was having on the people. This gets into a situation that, again, as I mentioned earlier this morning, ends up being very, as an attorney, oil and gas oriented, legalistic, gobbledygook that is difficult to understand. I have no problem with that. I think, though, that with the title stricken, we may see something very different come back in terms of where we're at. I hear what you're saying, and I also know that in order to get some things done here, and we're looking at, hopefully, an agreement between some organizations in the oil and gas industry, primarily on the legal oil and gas side in terms of spacing and all the things that's involved with that, coming up with a product that is going to be something that will end up, hopefully, in us being able, as a state, to move forward. And I think it's probably going to be much more conducive to having them get done what needs to get done if they get behind some closed doors and do it and get it done. I don't know that there'd be anything that any of us as individuals could contribute. Quite frankly, I don't know that legislators or how many, what the involvement will be. This will be up to the speaker in terms of who's there. But ideally and hopefully, we can get these people to come to an agreement about how to proceed. And the real focus on the long lateral issue is to make sure that all of the interests that are involved there, including royalty owners and landowners, surface owners, those people are all included and involved in this process.
For a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, would you believe one of the main reasons that I've been told that the Seismicity Council was closed door was so that the industry and state leaders could talk and nobody would be concerned about proprietary information being disclosed, and then they would release the results? But would you also believe that in the 3 years that that council has existed, not one single recommendation has come from it? All of our regulation has come from the Corporation Commission without input of that council. And so as you go forward and you've got the title off the bill, I would strongly encourage you on behalf of Oklahomans to please leave the doors open. People can watch if they want to watch, and they can tune out if they don't want to tune in. But if state resources are there, it should be open.
I appreciate your concern.
Representative Watson, I'll set the bill advancement general order, and without objection, that will be the order, third reading of the bill.
House Bill 2151 by McCall of the House and Schultz of the Senate, an act relating to oil and gas.
Representative Watson now seeks final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? See no debate. The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? The clerk will activate the machine. The sergeant will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call. And final vote on final passage of House Bill 2151 as amended. The clerk will declare the vote.
68 aye, 20 nay.
Having received the support of the majority of those elected in constitution of the House, I declare the bill to have passed.